It's what sound would be if your ears were eyes, he said.
Really? Said Ridcully brightly.
Amazing. It looks very complicated, said Ponder. Simple when you look at it from a distance and up close. Very complex. Almost.
Alive, said Ridcully firmly. It was the one known as Skaz. He looked about 7 stone and had the most interesting haircut Ridcully had ever seen, since it consisted of a shoulder-length fringe of hair all round. It was only the tip of his nose poking out which told the world which way he was facing. If he ever developed a boil on the back of his neck, people would think he was walking the wrong way.
Yes, Mr. Skaz? Said Ridcully.
I read something about this once, said Skaz.
Remarkable. How did you manage that?
You know, the listening monks up in the Rab Tops, they say that there's a background noise to the universe, a sort of echo of some sound.
Sounds sensible to me. The whole universe starting up, bound to make a big bang, said Ridcully. It wouldn't have to be very loud, said Ponder. It'd just have to be everywhere, all at once. I read that book. Old Richter the Counter wrote it. The monks are still listening to it, he said. A sound that never fades away.
Sounds like loud to me, said Ridcully. Got to be loud to be heard any distance. If the wind's in the wrong direction, you can't even hear the bells on the Assassin's Guild.
It wouldn't have to be loud to be heard everywhere, said Ponder. The reason being, at that point, everywhere was all in one place.
Ridcully gave him the look people give conjurers who've just removed an egg from their ear.
Everywhere was all in one place?
Yes. So, where was everyone else? That was all in one place, too.
The same place?
Yes.
Crunched up very small?
Ridcully was beginning to show certain signs. If he had been a volcano, natives living nearby would be looking for a handy virgin.
In fact, you could say it was crunched up very big,
said Ponder, who always walked into it.
The reason being, space didn't exist until there was a universe, so anything there was everywhere.
And the same everywhere we had just now?
Yes.
All right, go on.
Richter said he thought that the sound came first. One great, big, complicated chord. The biggest, most complicated sound there ever was. A sound so complex that you couldn't play it within a universe any more than you can open a box with the crowbar that's inside it. One great chord which, as it were, played everything into being. Started the music, if you like.
A sort of ta-da, said Ridcully.
I suppose so.
I thought the universe came into being because some god cut off some other god's wedding tackle and made the universe out of it, said Ridcully. Always seemed straightforward to me. I mean, it's the kind of thing you can imagine happening.
Well,
now you're telling me someone blew a big hooter and here we are?
I don't know about someone, said Ponder.
Noises don't just make themselves, that I do know, said Ridcully. He relaxed a bit, certain in his own mind that reason had prevailed, and patted Ponder on the back.
It needs some work, lad, he said. Old Richter was a bit unsound, you know. He thought everything came down to numbers.
Mind you, said Ponder, the universe does have a rhythm. Day and night, light and dark, life and death.
Chicken soup and croutons, said Ridcully.
Well, not every metaphor bears close examination.
There was a knock on the door. Tez the Terrible entered, carrying a tray. He was followed by Mrs. Whitlow, the housekeeper. Ridcully's jaw dropped. Mrs. Whitlow curtsied.
Good morning, Your Grace, she said.
Her ponytail bobbed. There was a rustle of starched petticoats. Ridcully's jaw rose again, but only so that he could say,
What have you done to your...
Excuse me, Mrs. Whitlow, said Ponder quickly, but have you served breakfast to any of the faculty this morning?
That's right, Mr. Stibbons,
said Mrs. Whitlow. Her ample and mysterious bosom shifted under its sweater.
None of the gentlemen came down, so I got trays taken up to them all. Daddy-o?
Ridcully's gaze continued downwards.